Great. We've come together this morning to worship God. And before we worship Him, we need to know who He is. And Jesus introduces Himself like this. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And He says, nobody can come to the Father except through Me. And this morning, we're going to declare some truth. How many of you want to do that with me? You want to declare some truth. And you know what happens when you declare truth? It makes a way to enter into the presence of God. Okay? So this morning, we're going to declare truth that makes a way and that brings in life. All right? So this is the Jesus that we worship. And what we declare is who He is and what He has done for us and who we are in Him. Okay? So I just want to read Psalm 31, 2 to 8. I want to read from the Passion Translation because it seems so relatable when you read from a translation like this. It says, rescue me quickly when I cry out to you. At the sound of my prayer, may your ear be turned to me. Be my strong shelter and my hiding place on high. Pull me into victory and breakthrough. Can you just say that to your neighbor, that God is going to pull me into victory and breakthrough this morning? For you are my high fortress where I am kept safe. You are to me a stronghold of salvation. When you deliver me out of this place, sorry, I just lost it. When you deliver me out of this peril, it will bring glory to your name. As you guide me forth, I'll be kept safe from the hidden snares of the enemy, the secret traps that lie before me. For you have become my rock of strength. In your hands I now entrust my spirit, O Lord, the God of faithfulness. You have rescued me and redeemed me. I despise these deceptive illusions, all this pretense and nonsense, for I worship only you. Can you say that to your neighbor? I despise these illusions, all this pretense and nonsense. Just say it. Today there's going to be no pretense and no nonsense.
No nonsense.
I'm just reading the Bible here. For I worship only you. And this is the only God that we are going to worship. Yeah? And so he goes on just giving praise to God and how he broke him through his bondage and into freedom. And God can do so many things for us, but I just want us to focus on who He is. He is our rescuer. He is our redeemer. He is Alpha, Omega. He has brought the world into being, everything that we see and unseen. Yeah, can we, maybe we could just stand up. And we're going to do something a little differently this morning. In Ephesians 5, it says, sing to one another. Say, speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So this morning, we are going to sing this song, which is a very old song, but so that you know all the lyrics and everything, so you don't have to look on the DLP. I want you all to look at one another, and we're going to sing to one another the goodness and the glory of God. Is that okay? Let's declare some truth this morning, yeah?
My shame is taken away. My pain is healed in His name.
Thank you. All right, Luke chapter 5, verse 17. You know, we've been, let's just stay in God's presence. His presence is powerfully here. And verse 17 says, one day as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem were sitting there. And this is the important bit. And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Okay, let me read that again. And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. I believe we are in that moment right now.
Yes.
All right? So, Jesus was there. He was teaching and there was a sudden presence of God specially to heal the sick. And what we've got to do is, you know, it's like those mulberries outside there. They're there sometimes. We've got to reach out and take care, hold of them. So the power of God is there to heal the sick. If you are sick this morning, would you like to stand up? If you need healing, Lord, I just pray for each of us who are standing here, either for ourselves or for somebody else. Lord, when you walked the earth, Lord, there were times when the power of God was present powerfully to heal the sick and everyone was healed. Lord, we believe that we are in that moment now, Lord. Lord, would you stretch forth your hand, pour out your spirit, would you heal in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, Lord, release your power right now in Jesus' name. We stand against every sickness, every infirmity, every work of darkness. We come against you in the powerful name of Jesus. And we say, be healed in Jesus' name.
Come on.
blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. The Son of God was laid in dust.